I cannot stop. Or I can't stop trying. I've been drinking for days. I'm bleeding alcohol. But it's not working for me. At that moment, I was just as clear as I am right now. It's just not working, but I cannot stop. And the pain was blinding. But at the same time, I felt nothing at all. Do you remember how it was at the end? And at that moment, I had been in AA for almost 20 years. And I had done the deal. I did the deal. What would happen is I would crash and burn and I would go to treatment. And let me tell you something about doctors in treatment. They have these bizarre ideas in the treatment field. They think doctors are harder to treat than some other folks. They think doctors have control issues. They think doctors often confuse themselves with God. They even have a name for it. They call it M-deity. So doctors do not get to go to Sissy 14 or 28 day treatment centers. Oh no, they were going to put me away for a long, long time. But I've been there before. I've done this deal before, and what would happen, my pattern was I'd go to treatment and I would come out and I'd do fine. I did the deal in treatment. I did exactly what they asked me to do. I'd come back out and I'd throw myself into AA. They said, go to meetings. I went to thousands and thousands of meetings. They said, get a sponsor. I got sponsored. They said, read the literature. I read the literature. I memorized it. I can still quote most of it backwards. They said, get involved. I even tried to sponsor a few other people. And it worked for me, just like it works for you. For a while. And then it was almost like there was this tiny leak in an inner tube. And the air would slowly, almost imperceptibly leak out. And I would begin to hurt. And I'd start waking up in the morning with this knot in my stomach. And I'd start going to bed at night going, thank God, this day is over. If I'm really, really lucky, maybe I won't wake up in the morning. In sobriety. Ain't it great to be sober? Ain't it great to be sober? And by this time, by the time I'm sitting on this curb, well, I know you guys do something. You won't admit to it, even here. There's something you do, and you won't admit to it. Occasionally, when you're sitting in your meetings, you'll kind of nudge your neighbor and look across the room and say, he doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. They don't get it. I didn't get it. And by this time, I knew what it was that I didn't get. It was what Bill Wilson called the spiritual angle. And I knew I didn't get that. See, I was not raised in a religious family. We did not talk about banana prices in Brazil at the dinner table because we didn't care. We didn't talk about God for exactly the same reason. Once when I was little, I asked my dad, how come we don't go to church like my friends? My dad said, well, religion, son, you see, is fine for those who need it. But it's kind of like a crutch. And from that moment on, there's nobody who's ever going to see me as a cripple. And so I come into recovery. And they tell me, I have spiritual problems. I didn't have spiritual problems. I had real problems. I had wife problems, I had money problems, I had licensure problems, I had malpractice problems, I had money problems, I had problem. I didn't have spiritual problems. You know, and I'd be sitting, you know, and I'd go to the meetings, and I did the deal. I could do the homework assignments as well as anybody. But whenever this spirituality stuff would come up, you know, I'll tell you how it made me feel. I'm going to tell you a joke that might illustrate to you how I kind of felt when this spiritual stuff would come up. Hey, it's a funny joke. You're going to want to tell your friends when you go home. So, pay attention. I'll even tell you what the joke is about. It's about a drunken termite. Okay, pay attention. Here it comes. A drunken termite goes wandering through the streets. He wanders up to the local tavern, and he, you know, staggers up the stairs and bangs his way into the bar room, and he yells, "Where's the bartender?" Okay, how are you feeling right this minute? Because the joke is over. Are you feeling, oh shit, I think I just missed something. Are you feeling a little bit, you know, embarrassed because there were one or two people who did laugh, they got the joke, but you did not? Are you feeling a little bit hostile toward the guy who just made you feel a bit stupid? That's how I felt in AA. I didn't get the joke. I didn't get the joke. And I'll tell you another story. This one's easier. Oh, by the way, I guess I should explain the first one. That joke was about a termite. Termites eat wood. The termite went in there asking, "Where is the bar, the slab of wood that they rest the drinks on, tender and tasty to eat? Where is the bar tender?" Do I need to explain it again? See, now it's funny, because now you have the perspective of a termite. I was not a termite. I didn't get the joke. Here's the easy story. Okay, I'm wandering around. You know, I'm just minding my own business, walking down the street, and around the corner comes a speeding Mustang, and it's going way too fast, and it skids out of control, and it hits me. Over the hood, over the back, over the trunk, I go bang into the gutter. Ah, I'm busted up. I mean, busted up. I can't see straight. I can barely breathe. I got this little geyser of red stuff coming out of my chest going. I mean, I'm hurt. I'm hurt so badly that I cannot help myself. And along comes the ambulance, and the ambulance scoops me up, and they take me to the hospital, and they wheel me into the emergency room, and from the emergency room, they take me into the trauma room. And it's just madness. There's nurses scurrying around. There's x-ray people trying to take x-rays, and they're putting tubes and wires into me, and they're shocking and all this kind of stuff, and they're trying to save my life, and it's just craziness. And then all of a sudden, a hush falls over everybody. The crowd parts, and in comes the trauma surgeon. And he looks calm. He looks comfortable. He's clearly a man who knows his business. And he walks up to me, leans over and whispers in my ear, "Mike, I can help you. But first, you must believe with all your heart in the Easter Bunny." That's what I heard in AA. The Easter Bunny is going to solve your spiritual problems. Ain't it great to be sober? No. I didn't get it. And no matter what I tried, I couldn't get it. It isn't that I didn't want to believe, but I couldn't believe that crap any more than I could believe that I had three arms. I can pretend I have three arms. I can wear a shirt.